Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham in our operations area. The official clock says it's 11 o'clock. We're looking at the latest information on Hurricane Dorian, and there's a lot to talk about here. So just leaving this image in the background, it looks like the eyeball is starting to reach the Bahamas already. So it's already starting to see some reports of a lot of wind, and it's not going to be moving very fast at all, and eventually moving over to Grand Bahama and even moving slower. Some of the latest information that we have right now, we're about 205 miles east of West Palm Beach. Winds 180 miles an hour. So right now, one of the strongest storms in history for this region. So that's a very important statistic to talk about, the power of this storm. Moving west at 6 miles an hour, a little slower than before. Pressure down to 913 millibars. So very powerful. We got the NOAA hurricane hunters out there now going back and forth. Air Force working it. The hurricane hunters just real heroes giving the data that we need to keep you all posted on the latest information. So some of the changes as well. We got the brand new graphic literally just updated minutes ago. We got a couple new things to talk about, a hurricane watch, and just now got it a little bit ago, so it is out. Check our website, hurricanes.gov, to get the latest information on all these tracks. The hurricane watch has been issued on the Florida coast north of Deerfield Beach to the Volusia Brevard County line. So we really could start seeing the impacts of the potential for some hurricane force winds. And also, the storm surge watch has been issued north of Deerfield Beach to the Volusia Brevard line as well. And some of the values that we're looking at, Volusia Brevard County line to Jupiter Inlet, some of these areas could get 4 to 7 feet of storm surge. So we're going to keep this updated as quick as we can. The information is changing by the minute on this storm as we really continue to keep an eye on it. Let's go over the latest track. Not a whole lot of change in the track other than you can see how close we are to the Florida coastline there, and that's really important because we keep hearing people talking about is it on the coast or off the coast. The reality is it's in the cone. This whole area is absolutely in the cone. So any one of these areas, if you start stretching from this watch area up the entire Florida coast, even into Georgia and the Carolinas, you know, you could probably see impacts. You're going to see impacts. I mean, we're really confident that the impacts are going to occur, but you can also see the center. So we got to remember that center could be in any one of these areas, and that means you could have landfall of a major hurricane. You can have it go right up the coast. You can have it go inland as well. So preparation is everything in this case to really keep an eye on this. And please remember, such an important point that we make all the time. It's so important to realize it's not a point. We're not talking about a point. Look at the tropical storm force winds, and that's the hurricane force winds. Notice something? Yeah, the wind field is getting larger. So that's the part of the problem as we start slowing down, stalling, a very devastating situation for the Bahamas. So we're keeping an eye on it. We'll keep you posted. This is the National Hurricane Center, Ken Graham, keeping you updated with the latest.